السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دعم البركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. حضرة مفتي صاحب، may Allah Ta'ala bless you and the family with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you and accept your efforts. The platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Safar, 1447, here in South Africa. And with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 52, Surah At-Tur, and verses number 30 to verse number 34. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us, أَمْ يَقُولُونَ شَاعِرٌ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِهِ رَيْبَ الْمَنُونَ. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala explains to us, when these people, the mushrikeen, the polytheists, idol worshippers there in Makkah, were not prepared to accept the message or the messenger, the message of the noble Quran, the messenger Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then they made derogatory remarks, Allah forbid, Nakal kufr kufr nabashat, Naklul kufri laysa bi kafirin, meaning that these statements they made 100% puts a person out of the pale of Islam and out of the fold of Islam. Sometimes they said, Allah forbid, that he is insane, Majnoon, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Sometimes they said, he is kahin, a soothsayer, fortune teller. Sometimes they said, he, Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a shair and a poet, Allah forbid. Now see what they are saying. Allah Jalla wa Ala is posing a question to them. Chapter 52, verse number 30. Am yaqulun, or are they saying, Sha'irun, that he, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is a poet. And then, Natarabbasu bihi rayb al-manun, that we are waiting for him. We, meaning the non-Muslims, we are waiting for him. Rayb al-manun. We need to understand these two words. Rayb in this text and context means hawadith, the musibat, the calamities, disasters, catastrophes. So we're waiting for the calamity, disasters to follow and to fall on Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid, and then manoon, which will result in the death and demise of the master, Allah forbid. So that is the meaning. So we are waiting so that the disaster, calamity will befall him, and then the death will occur. So Allah forbid, Allah forbid. 100% blasphemous statements. 100% they were not interested in seeking the truth and so forth. So Almighty Allah address Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You respond to them. Qul, you tell them. Tarabbasu, keep on waiting. Fa inni ma'akum minal mutarabbisin, that we are also waiting with you regarding you, what will happen to you in future. And hence we saw in the battle of Badr how they were humiliated and disgraced. We saw that Fateh Makkah took place, and then they took up there begging Nabi alayhi salatu salam for pardon and forgiveness, and how Almighty Allah turns the tables on the enemies of Islam. And this will always be, remember Hasanat and Sayyiat. There will always be a clash and conflict between the virtue and the vices. You see, right in Jannah, who is there? Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam is there. Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha is there, Adam and Eve. The Satan, Lucifer, Iblis, he was known as Azazil. And then Iblis, the one who lost hope completely and became disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. So he tried to beguile Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. And now to beguile and deceive us, the Zurriya, the progeny of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. So that already started in Jannah, the jealousy, the pride, the arrogance, and the expulsion of Iblis, and the transfer of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu anha to this world. So we also are waiting, and then you will see in the final analysis who will be victorious and who will be defeated, who will be successful and who will be the failure. Am ta'amuruhum ahlamuhum bihada. Oh. That am all means oh. So oh, ta'amuruhum ahlamuhum, are there intellectuals, are there academics, are they intellectual people, intelligentsia, are they commanding them bihada to do this, to reject the message and the messenger? Amhum qawmun ta'hun, or are they a people and a nation who are transgressors and people who are not interested at all in the truth? So Almighty Allah is highlighting all the options, because definitely they fit into these categories here. Am yaquluna taqawwala, or what are they saying? Taqawwala, that he, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fabricated, invented this Quran, that he is the author of this Quran, Allah forbid. Like some Orientalists and them say, and some of the non-Muslims also say, nay, the truth of the matter is this, bal, nay, la yu'minun, they don't want to bring iman, they don't want to accept the truth. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informed us in Surah Yusuf, you ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have the ardent and the strong desire that they must embrace Islam. So that is wonderful. But remember that we must face the reality. Today also 8 billion plus people on this earth. So if we say there are 1 billion Muslims, so that's a fair assessment. But what happens to the majority, 7 billion of them? So Almighty Allah states, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَوَسْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, and majority of the people will not bring iman and faith, the true faith, وَلَوْ حَوَسْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, even if you have the ardent strong desire, Ya Rasulullah, O Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 103. So there Almighty Allah is teaching us. But that does not mean we must sit on our laurels and think of Hadi now and don't make effort. The work of Da'wah Tabligh, we have to learn Islam, we have to practice Islam, we have to propagate Islam, the hidayat and guidance, and to place that nur and radiance and effulgence in the hearts of people, that is the sole prerogative, exclusive prerogative of Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala informed Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even you Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you could not give your uncle Abu Talib that hidayat. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهَدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهَدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ, but Allah will give guidance to whomsoever He wishes. Go open chapter 28, Surah Qasas, and verse number 56. So that hidayat, that is to insert that radiance, that effulgence, that nur into the heart and into the inner recesses of that person, that only Almighty Allah does. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهَدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ, that you are the guide towards the straight path. You show them the directives, you show them the guidelines, everything. But the eventual act of inserting that iman, that is the sole prerogative of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So here also Almighty Allah is teaching us, Balla yu'minun, nay, these people will not bring iman. So you say, O mushrikeen, O polytheists, you say, O orientalists, you say, O kuffar, O non-Muslims, that this Quran Sharif Allah forbid was authored and fabricated, invented by him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid, al-iyazu billah, then our challenge to you is, فَلْيَأَتُوا بِحَدِيثٍ مِثْلِهِ, so let them bring a speech, مِثْلِهِ, yeah, hadith means speech, the literal meaning, similar to it, the Quran Sharif, in beauty, in glory, in style and diction, إِنْ كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ, if they are truthful. We as Muslims throughout the world, we believe al-mu'jiza al-kubra, the biggest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the Quran Sharif. And remember that the greatest miracle and the perpetual miracle, al-mu'jiza al-khalida, always it will remain the miracle that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given, and that is the glorious Quran. Just see the three challenges Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave the non-Muslims. Almighty Allah said, all of you, that you non-Muslims, that what you can do, that you gather whoever you want to, that the human being and the jinn and whoever, كُلَّ إِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَعْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَعْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Chapter 17, verse 88. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform them, that is, that human being and the jinn, the entire creation, bring something similar to the Quran Sharif. They cannot produce it, a replica, even if they help and assist one another. Chapter 17, verse 88. The challenge was to bring the entire Quran Sharif. That is 114 chapters, 6,236 verses. Then the second challenge Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave them. And what was that? قُلْ فَأَتُوا بِأَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ, that you bring 10 surahs, 10 chapters, similar to that of the noble Quran, in beauty and glory, muftarayat, wad'u man istata'tum, and you bring it, invent it, fabricate it, do whatever you want to, call whoever you want to, min dunillah, besides Allah Jalla wa'ala, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. Chapter 11, verse number 13. That's the second challenge. How many surahs? Bring 10 surahs. Lo and behold, this is mentioned in chapter 11, Surah Hud, and verse 13. So before this challenge, how many surahs are there? 10 surahs, 10 chapters, and they are told to bring 10 chapters. Then the ultimate and final challenge that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave human being, till today that challenge remains. You, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, inform them. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 23. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ أَبَدِنَا, and if you have any doubt from what we have revealed, piecemeal, gradually, ala abadina, on our precious, most beloved servant, him Mustafa, Rasulullah, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the final and ultimate challenge, fa'atu bi suratin min mithli, so you reproduce one surah, one chapter, comprising three verses, similar to the Quran Sharif in beauty and glory, and being whoever you want to, the greatest linguists, the greatest professors in linguistics and what have you, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. Chapter 2 and verse 23. So Allah said, bring one chapter. So before this verse, remember this one chapter, Surah Fatiha. See the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. So therefore, it's our unanimous belief, the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be al-mu'jiza al-kubra, al-mu'jiza al-khalida, the greatest miracle of Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and remember the eternal and perpetual miracle of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you just juxtapose and draw a comparison, whether with the Jews, whether with the Christians, whether with people of other faiths, ask them, where is your constitution? The Jutla, the Harami, the Rabbi, Quran calls them Kamathalil Himar, they like donkeys, chapter 62, verse 5. show me one of you who have by heart memorized the entire Torah in the original language, that Torah that was revealed to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, revealed to Moshe, as you Jutla say. So you don't have a single person knowing Israel or South Africa or anywhere. That's our challenge to you. Similarly, we take on the Pope and the pastors and the priests of the world. We say that show us one person who has by heart memorized the entire Bible, Injil, Gospel in the original language. You must underline that. That was revealed to Jesus, peace be upon him. So they don't have a single person. When we challenge the Pope Benedict Francis, now Leo, the answer comes from there. There is no hope for the Pope. You see that? And we can give you millions of people. In South Africa, we can give you 100,000 people who have by heart the noble Quran, male, female, adult, and children. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatu min Rabbi. That is solely, only the grace of our beloved Allah. And remember, the challenge still continues. And the Quran Sharif is telling them, you bring one surah, one chapter, like Surah Kawthar, chapter 108, three verses. They can't do that. They're hopeless, useless. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 21st of Safar, 1447 here in South Africa, and 22nd of Safar, remember, in 90% of the cities, countries of the world. These are the news, views, interviews presented to you locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Four Jutlas dispatched to hell, some of them committing suicide as well. So we say good riddance to you, foot sack, and go straight to hell and Jahannam. So you're no loss to this world. Trump and Putin, a big hype, I told you yesterday, don't expect much. 2.5 hours they met, and no nothing, no statement, no nothing of ceasefire. Putin is a master of persuasion, of taking on the discussion. He said, see, that I want conditions, I want peace, I want regional peace, I want world peace, everything. But you, NATO, you come right next to me. You, America, you supply them arms. You, European countries, you give them material support. So how the hell you expect me just to keep quiet? So what can he do, Trump, and say, oh, so to save face, he told them no questions were entertained from the press and journalists. Said, we will be meeting very soon, see you soon again. That is what Trump told the haramis, remember. That the press today, majority of them also are prostitutes and prostitutes. They just write what their owners tell them to write and what their editors tell them to write. So Israel has been condemned locally, nationally, globally, and internationally for the genocide it is committing now almost 2 years. The occupation, then the stealing of the land and everything else of the Palestinians and the war crimes. So they are a cursed nation, the scum of the earth. And Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continuously punish them till the day of justice. So whether he's Muslim by Hamas or non-Muslim or anybody else like Hitler, Hitler did a good job. According to me, you can go to hell. We don't accept your story of 6 million and all that. Israeli settlers killed Palestinians in Aqraba and without any repercussions and just with impunity, and they steal and occupy their land. So plus minus more than 1,700 Palestinians killed by Israelis, this is United Nations report. And majority of them were shot by the Israeli Defense Force and so forth, just because they are starving and they want food. So that is what the Jutlas do. They will tell the world there's no genocide, there's no starvation, but they are blocking even the burden, even the food for the babies and so forth and so on. So can you imagine such a nation? But price they will pay very soon, inshallah. See, they are big, you understand, protests by the Jews themselves. And now they go to the highways and they block the highways and so forth. So the police, they took 3 Jewish women and they strip searched them. If they did this with their own people, what do you think they will do with the Palestinians and so forth? So civil war will come to Lebanon, Allah forbid, if Hezbollah is disarmed. You see, United States, they want to be the big ten pot dictator. So they tell the Lebanese government, which is a hopeless government, that is toothless and useless, that if you want assistance from us and you don't want trouble from Israel, then you must tell your Hezbollah to disarm. So the Hezbollah told them, go to hell, we will never disarm. That will only suit and we encourage Israel to treat us as slaves and so forth. Hezbollah gave them a good thrashing. There in the northern side of Israel, the Jutla still today have not recovered and have not come back there. So majority of them. So that is a nonsense talk, obviously. 4,000 plus Afghans, their details again, second time have been exposed there in the UK and so forth. Why? Because they want them out from there. But the Afghanis are staying there put. And very good, because they helped them in the war and what have you. But they also, they sold out Islam. They thought the West will be good to them. The West is selling them out. Monsoon rains have come there to Pakistan. Plus minus 200 plus people dead in the monsoon rains. So things are very, very bad in Pakistan because of the floods and flash floods and what have you. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Ummah wherever we are. Fallahu khayrun hafidah. Wahuwa arhamur rahimeen. Ya Allah, you are the best protector. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala wawhaliya. Whilst He alone is the most merciful one to show mercy. Yesterday was the 4th anniversary of the Taliban returning to power and defeating the Americans. Remember how they packed up from Kabul and they had to foot sack from there and get out from there. 48 countries Taliban, our Mujahideen defeated. Biden and company humiliated, disgraced. Trump said at that time the worst defeat in the history of America was the defeat that the Taliban gave the Americans. See that? So now they are still running the country, and the poppy seeds, you see, the drugs cartel is so almost null, and they have brought down the economy. If you know, the 960, you understand, or whatever money they use there nowadays, so to a dollar plus minus, so that also is coming down. As far as peace security goes, very safe, remember. Yes, they have huge challenges and so forth and so on. But at least these two, three good things have happened. Big problems, hurricane and floods hitting the Bahamas and the Caribbean, the Dominican Island, Haiti, and all these places. So big challenges there as well. In Mali, Timbuktu, and these places, they arrested a French spy. All these whiteys who come to make nonsense in Africa, you must put them in jail or deport them and take all their money and take all their things that belong to them. Islamically, this totally permissible is Mali Ghanimat, that is the booty and spoils of war. Chevron is still operating in Venezuela. America say that Chevron is an American company, but now they gave them special license that no, you can operate there, but they'll use them as spies and so forth. America, if you know how they operate, Kissinger told us those days, Kissinger is already rotting in hell, the harami. So he died at the age of 100 years. He said America never have friends, they always have interest. They will use you and then they will dump you. So that is their policy. Washington, D.C. Now you need to understand this. You see, Washington is the capital there of America, where the White House and all that is, right? So that is a separate entity. And the government is a separate entity. So the federal government, as they call themselves, the Washington, D.C. is suing the federal government regarding the police takeover. We are in charge of the police. How can you, Trump, come and now just take the police over and so forth? So big battles raging on there between the locals and the nationals, remember that. So let them fight and let the haramis. U.S. has no rights to poke their nose and tell India where they can do business and where they can't do. They're burning regarding India buying so much energy, so much oil from Russia. So from Russia with love, you know. So they say, no, you can't do that. India tells them and other countries told them, go to hell. We are free. We are autonomous. We don't have to take instructions from you. I wish more Muslim countries could say that. The hopeless, spineless, impotent Muslim Arab countries, bootlickers. 14 blazes spreading in Spain. Spain is getting big, big problems. And so now the flood, the fires are spreading there. And obviously, it is beyond their control. The ICC, the International Criminal Court, and that is no more a tool for the Western countries. You see, whether it be ICJ or ICC, at least now, little but not much, but little bit action they are taking against the whiteys. Otherwise, always the people they used to judge used to be non-whites, Africans, Asians, and so forth. And now at least they judge this guy. Oh, Netanyahu and his defense minister for war crimes and so forth is not enough. They need to kick them out and expel Israel from United Nations, from FIFA and all this here. But the whiteys, majority of whites in the world, I travel so many countries with Allah's help, they are racist and they consider non-whites to be inferior and themselves superior. Don't come teach us about apartheid. We know what is apartheid. Blankers and knee-blankers, whites and non-whites. I still can remember the boards I saw with my own eyes. Dead in the parks, no dogs and no non-whites allowed here. You think we can just forget all that? Hasha wa kalla, we'll never forget. We will throw it in your face every day, your burkis. Say, and the whiteys, if you don't understand. So fears of starvation in Myanmar, and that is in old Burma and so forth. Look at the custodians of the haram. Hey, you Salafis, you sell out your scholars for dollars. Speak against your regime from whom you're taking money. Who got the guts to speak? Yesterday, Bandar Balila, you know Bandar in Arabic means handsome. And in Urdu, he gives khutbah. You see, he gave khutbah in Arabic, but Bandar in Urdu means monkey. So I told you yesterday morning, he's another lullaby khutbah. He couldn't even say, make dua for Masjidul Aqsa. He couldn't even say the word Yahud. He just make like a spaza dua, you know, to just placate us and say, ya, may Allah have the Palestinians against the Zionists. Hopeless, useless characters. See the Saudi regime, the kafir Saudi regime. Not al-hukumatul Rashida, al-hukumatul Khabitha, al-hukumatul Kafira. These Saudis are listening to me, mashallah. I'm very happy. So now the marvels of Saudi orchestra. The Saudis will be singing. You see where? In Paris, in Paris, on September the 5th, you see that. Instead of taking Islam to the people, remember they take to them the kufr and all the haram things. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. France is khabith, Saudi government is khabith, their policies are khabith, so that is what they do. You know, we used to fly via Dubai, you know, on Emirates and all that. So we sit in the lounge. So sometimes you get these chamchas, these psychics. They want to take a survey, you know. So they come to me. What you say of Dubai Airport and what you say? So anything else you want to say? I said, yes, and write it down and tell your authorities and superiors that you see million, million people passing here every week. Show me one place you have a kiosk, you have a stall where you are presenting Islam to the people. Just the basics of Islam. You don't do anything for Islam. You'll just do everything to impress the kafir and the kufr. That's all you'll do. He was so shaken up. I said, you write it and go tell your superiors. That is a disservice you're doing to Islam. At Medina Airport, they built a new airport. This one chamcha sidekick came to me. He said, Ma ra'yuka ya Sheikh al-Muqtarahat. Give us some suggestions. I said, come here, I show you. See your people's numbers. You have got 1, 2, 3, then you got 6. Where's number 4, number 5, all that? That also you couldn't put in a line. Go see your toilets, how they are in Medina. It's a disgrace, you insulting Nabi alayhi salatu salam. That you can't remain parked and clean in a toilet at the new airport of Medina if you go. And rather we go back to the old system. I ask them, who built this? Say Chinese and non-Muslims. I say, well, you see your people's brains are in the toilet. Najdis, Wahhabis. So that is Saudi Arabia today. But the Ummah won't speak. Everybody is frightened about the visa and that. Tell the Najdi government, the Pakka Kafirs, remember that, sending their Saudi orchestra. 11 arrested in Saudi Arabia for prostitution in Najran. Go read the Arab press and all that and go see. then you will know everything is going on there. Let's give you the news from South Africa now, what's happening in our beloved country. So, Danny Jordan, you see, of the South African soccer and football. So, he's fighting fraud charges. This guy is so long in charge, I don't know how many fraud charges they might have against him. See, this is South Africa. A grade 8 student. So, he is 15 years old. He takes a knife and he kills his fellow student. These two guys attend the same school. One guy took a knife and he kills his fellow student, you know, his colleague basically, with a knife. Where? In Mpumalanga, in one of the township schools and what have you. For you Muslims, wake up from your slumber. Darko, you know our foreign affairs. So they are reviewing the ministerial report regarding Hajj and Umrah. You see, we made it go public everywhere. I must thank my brother Shukri, Haji Shukri Adam Jeeva. His father passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. We got the ball rolling. You must remember that. And then even they came to see me. You see that? So the Sahu guys, they say no. One person came, he said, I'm coming in my individual capacity, not as the head of mission. I said, whatever, I'm open. I even offer you the platform, but I will run the show. I will ask the questions. Not like what other media do, that they just doctor the calls and all that and present you as a good guy. No, that we will expose everything of yours. How come you got 12 million rand, you must remember, in your account? How come you got 26, 36 million as assets, whatever the amount is? So show us that and justify it. That will be our first question. So big problems regarding the Hajj and Umrah and so forth. Rosebank Mall paying less for electricity, you must remember that. So this is how they work. They say they're using AI. So why the hell you don't give us AI and we can also use it and so forth. One senior ustad of Darul Zakaria, that is Qari Rashid Dabelia, today going for operations, appendix and appendicitis. Allah Jalla Wala grant him complete shifa. And Allah Ta'ala grant our main director, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, Hafidhahullah. Allah grant him Shifa'i Kamil, Ajil Mustamir, and Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali, our Mamaji, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. He passed away on a Friday, Muharram 1967. His eldest son, Maulana Abbas, make dua for him also. Allah grants him Siha Afia. Today's program, 7 to 9, Maulana Khalid, inshallah, between 1 and 1:30, the Jummah lecture I delivered yesterday at Kelvin. Allah reward Maulana Mayat and all the Imams and Trustees and Musallis. And then tonight, between 6 and 8, Natirat, you see that? And that is with our brother Suleiman Esop, so inshallah. So I will be going today to Trichardt to visit my sister, make dua for her, make dua for all the people who are ill and sick. Allah Jalla Wala grant them siha afia. Those who passed away with Iman and Islam, Allah Jalla Wala grant them all Jannatul Firdausil A'la. Ameen. Gee, Moana, we ready for you? Let's fire up. We have 12 minutes, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, can I perform Umrah on behalf of my aged mother?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, to perform Umrah on behalf of millions of people, those who passed away, those who are alive, those yet to come, to perform Tawaf, Nafil Tawaf, all permissible. All of you who are in Makkah Mukarramah currently, you should go perform one Umrah from Masjid Aisha, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, perform Umrah from there on the night of the 14th with the brother Abdul Rahman. It was the 10th year of the Hijrah. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi was preparing for the return journey to Medina Munawwara. Siddiqa bintu Siddiq Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha came. She was crying, Ya Rasulullah, all the co-wives, they perform Umrah and Hajj. I only perform Hajj, Hajj Ifrad. You know that I had my haiz and menses. I could not perform Umrah. My desire is, I want to perform Umrah. The Master alayhi salam said, go there to Tan'im, and that is why they call Masjid Aisha. So make one Umrah from there. Then go 30 kilometers out of Makkah, a place called Jirana, and take a taxi, Zahab Iyab, a round trip. And tell him must wait for you. It'll just take 5-10 minutes. You go there, make wudu, read 2 rakat salat, 4 rakat salat, 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid if you want to, and then the next 2 rakat for salatul ihram. Make intention for umrah. after Fateh Makkah, after the Battle of Hunain, after defeating the people in Taif, Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu came there, spent the night there in Jirana, nighttime performed the Umrah. Many Sahaba did not even know. So you should go there as well. You got the time, inshallah. Make intention for those who passed away. Million, billion, zillion people with Iman. Those who are alive, so all that, and those to come, you are pregnant. You say, Ya Allah, I'm opening the account of my handsome son, my beautiful daughter, with this Umrah, with this Tawaf, according to us, the Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, all permissible, no problem with that.
Of the staff, if my wife is still bleeding many days after her menses is over, she is praying as well. Is sexual relationship allowed?
We need to understand three things here. And you women, you'll confuse yourself and sometimes you blow the fuses of your husband also in the process. One is hayz. Go open the Quran Sharif chapter 2 verse 222. Too many twos. They're not 22. That's Bishop 22. We got nothing to do with him. Any person who dies a non-Muslim, he goes to hell. That is what Quran teaches us. Remember that very clearly. So here we are speaking of Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 222. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيثِ The menses. So the Hanafi scholars say minimum amount of days for menses is 3 days. Maximum is 10 days. The Shafi'is and them say minimum is 1 day and the maximum is 15 days. Okay? So are we clear on that now? So then you must remember another term you have is called is istihada. Istihada is a sickness. So what happens is this lady following the Hanafi school, she finished the 10 days and now after the 10 days, she is still bleeding and so forth. So whether you take Hanafi, Shafi, all of them, the period of cleanliness between two menses. Your menses ended last night, today, this morning. So when before the next menses can start, there must be minimum 15 clean days. 15 clean days between Bain al-Haythatayn, between the two menses, right? You must be clear on that. So according to Hanafis, after 10 days, you take your ghusl, everything, my sister, and then that 15 days will be clean days. So now the wife is still bleeding. So that bleeding is istihada. That is now the sickness. So al-mustahada kat-tahira. A lady in istihada will be considered as a clean lady, pure lady. You will read your salat, you will read the Quran Sharif, you will touch the Quran, you will fast, all these things you will do. Only thing is because you are ma'zoor. And a ma'zoora, for every fard salat, you will make a fresh wudu because you are in istihada. Shafi'is will say that 15 days is maximum. So now that between two menses, there must be 15 clean days. Shafi'is also say that. So after 15 days, you're still bleeding 16, 18, 19, 20. So you already took your ghusl bath, your first bath, compulsory bath. Now that days of cleanliness, but you are bleeding is istihada. So husband-wife relationship during menses, totally haram, Quran says. But during istihada, totally permissible. Remember the law, al-mustahadatu kat-tahira. That a lady who is in a istihada, she is considered totally clean. And remember, only difference will be for every first salat. You're going to read Fajr salat now, so you have to make a fresh wudu. Zuhur time you're going to read, make fresh wudu. Asr time, fresh wudu. Maghrib time, be careful. The sun must set, and after that, so when Adhan goes, then you make wudu, and then you perform your salat, similarly Isha time. So that is what you sisters must remember, and your husbands must remember, you don't have to be a hungry man. A hungry man is an angry man. So now you say, hey, you're bleeding menses. Now your menses finish, you're still bleeding. So that bleeding, you can still go and park. There is no problem, brother. Your wife is mustahada. Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah, the genius. Ricardo Imam Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, used to say, لَمْ يُولَدْ مِثْلَهُ بَعْدَهُ You'll never get Ibn Hajar again. And the truth, actually. So in Fathul Bari, the commentary of Bukhari Sharif, he writes, there were 13 women in the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they all had the sickness. And lo and behold, from the 13, three were sisters. Banat-e-Jahsh, you see that? Fatima bint Jahsh, Zainab bint Jahsh, Hamna bint Jahsh. So three daughters, three sisters had the same problem. So it happens that they had always asked Allah for protection. Remember, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the evil dreaded diseases. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Sunan Nasa'i.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to have a hamster or any rat as a pet?
To keep a cat is permissible. To keep a rat and hamsters and all that, not permissible. To keep snakes and all that, not permissible. Keep fish, keep birds, keep, you understand, a cat, all that, kittens, that's fine. So all these things that are harmful, not permissible, remember.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for a son-in-law to hug the mother-in-law or to embrace her when greeting each other? Would the same rule apply to handshakes?
Remember that in this day and this age, I would not encourage any son-in-law to go and embrace his mother-in-law and hug her. Similarly, I would not encourage any father-in-law to go and embrace and hug his daughter-in-law. So now, yeah, the son-in-law is a mahram for his mother-in-law. The father-in-law is a mahram for the daughter-in-law. They can never get married. But when we look at halat and conditions nowadays, the ummah is now be ghairat and be sharam. They don't have haya, shame and modesty as it was before in most cases. So most of most remember that, I mean, we married also. My mother-in-law stayed here. She passed away here in 2001. Yesterday I went to her qabr. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So the point I'm making is, I can't remember that ever I hugged her or anything. Never did it happen, you see. Most of most we just shake hands and so forth. So just leave it till there. Because today when you start embracing and all these things here, then the shaitaniyat can come in and shahwat can come in. And that can lead to a lot of problems, remember that. So similarly, the father-in-law, daughter-in-law. So we will not advise anybody that you do some hugging business with your daughter-in-law or with your mother-in-law and so forth. If you want to, just shake hand. And if you abstain from shaking hand, also is better. Just make salamu alaikum, kim cho, haru che, under the arm che, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.